A monarch butterfly egg is roughly the size of a pinhead. That single fact should stop you cold. Inside that near-invisible speck, an entire biological program is already running, one that will eventually produce a creature capable of migrating thousands of miles. Butterflies undergo complete metamorphosis across four distinct stages: egg, larva, pupa, and adult. Each stage is a separate biological mode, optimized for a completely different job. The egg stage is where the whole story is loaded, compressed, and primed. The female monarch doesn't drop her eggs randomly, Alina. She is extraordinarily precise. She carries sensory receptors on her feet, literally tasting the plant she lands on, and uses those chemical cues to confirm she's found milkweed before she lays. Why milkweed specifically? Because monarch caterpillars can only survive on it. She lays each egg singly, usually on the underside of a leaf, shielding it from rain and direct sun. The egg's outer shell, called the chorion, acts as a protective casing. Inside, stored yolk nourishes the developing embryo. As hatching approaches, the shell becomes translucent. You can actually see the caterpillar forming inside. 4 to 6 days after laying, depending on temperature, the first instar larva chews its way out. Now, here is where resource efficiency becomes almost absurd. The caterpillar's first meal is not a leaf, it's the eggshell itself. That shell still contains nutrients, and the newly hatched larva recovers every last one before moving on. Think of it as the biological equivalent of eating the packaging. From that first bite, the caterpillar's entire existence is organized around one directive: consume and grow. Caterpillars have chewing mouthparts built for processing leaves, a completely different toolkit from the adult butterfly's long, coiled proboscis, which is designed only for drinking liquids. The larva is not a small butterfly. It is a fundamentally different machine, running a fundamentally different program, and that program is relentless. Monarch caterpillars eat almost constantly, pausing only to rest or molt. The key idea here is the molting problem. A caterpillar's outer skin is rigid. It cannot stretch continuously as the body grows beneath it. So the caterpillar sheds it, repeatedly. Each phase between two molts is called an instar. Monarch caterpillars pass through 5 instars before they are done. The body mass increase across those 5 stages is staggering. The caterpillar scales its size by several thousand times from first hatch to final instar. That means the growth happening between molts is explosive, compressed, and highly efficient. The quality of the host plant matters here too. A healthier milkweed plant produces a larger, more robust adult butterfly. The caterpillar is not just eating for now. It is building the raw material for a total body reconstruction that hasn't started yet. And hidden inside the caterpillar's body, that reconstruction is already being planned. Clusters of cells called imaginal discs sit dormant throughout the larval stage. Each disc carries the blueprint for a specific adult structure: a wing, an eye, a leg. They are the hidden architecture of the butterfly, waiting for the signal to build. The takeaway from this first act is this, Alina. The larval stage is not a primitive phase you pass through on the way to something better. It is a hyper-specialized biological engine, engineered for one purpose: exponential energy acquisition. Remember, the caterpillar is not becoming a butterfly gradually. It is stockpiling the resources and carrying the blueprints for a future total body reconstruction that will happen all at once. There's one more layer worth noting. Monarch caterpillars absorb toxic compounds called cardenolides directly from milkweed tissue. Those toxins don't harm the caterpillar, they accumulate in its body and make it genuinely unpleasant or dangerous to predators. The caterpillar is not just feeding, it is arming itself. By the time a late-stage monarch caterpillar leaves the milkweed plant and travels to a sheltered location, it is carrying fuel, blueprints, and chemical defenses. Everything the next stage needs is already loaded. The chrysalis hasn't formed yet, but the butterfly is already being prepared for.